Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up on That Thing I Do, we have a couple crazy new things. I'm on location in a fabulous place that I'll talk about that I don't think I would really talk about in any other venue other than this very podcast. So stay tuned for that. Also, we can talk to Esty, who is not sick with the COVID-19 virus, but our old friend, the common cold. So we're living two very different lives right now, but we get into it with some reality TV shows that we like and some other things without a guest. But the guest is going to be, you know, the crazy situation that we're both in. So it's coming up. It's going to blow your fucking mind. So here we are. This is episode, I don't even know what, of That Thing I Do. It's an interesting one. This is a very unique episode. We, a couple episodes back, didn't have a guest. And this one is similar, but there's a different kind of guest for this one because the guest is a very interesting topic and scenario that I'm just
go
in a very
on.
I'm recording this. All right. I mean,
go here,
I guess
on.
This podcast has been a bit of an opportunity to let people into my life. And I don't know if you know this about me, SC, or if our listeners know this, but I was not built for social media. And I don't like sharing a lot of my life. I guess I've coined myself as a bit of a sentiment hoarder. And a lot of people, we live in a world, and there's nothing wrong with this. People love sharing their lives and what they're doing. And, you know, that's just what people do now. And that's totally cool. I just wasn't built for it. I don't know what it is. I kind of like, if I do
Same.
Special things or, I don't know, I just kind of like keeping it. And I'm also really self-conscious, especially when my career kind of started and I kind of started making my way into rooms and meeting certain people. I was really self-conscious about not wanting to somehow like distance myself from the person that I've been most of my life and from the people that might be interested in me and anybody that might follow my stuff, that I didn't want to like decrease any accessibility to who I was because, oh, look at him doing that thing. Like, I don't know. I just,
that thing he does,
even with my friends, that thing he does too. I don't know, but those, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we get to do some fabulous things and they're amazing, but we
Agreed.
Don't want that to change the way people perceive us. So we kind of have one foot in each room because obviously it's fun to do some of these things. It's amazing. But
100%.
I don't want anybody to feel like they can't be part of it or this or that we're not the same. So I guess that whole preface is to say I'm doing something particularly fabulous that I really do have to pinch myself and go, I cannot believe I'm here. I'm swallowing a lot because I'm like dehydrated. I'm on a boat right now. And not just any boat. I'm on a yacht in the French Riviera outside of Cannes in France. And
wow.
This is something that like a lot of folks I'm with because it's a lot of pictures to be taken. You know, they post stuff and I don't want to do that because I don't want to look like I'm sure nobody would think this, but I don't want to be like, look at me on a yacht in the French Riviera. Now, most of my friends who know me and love me will be like, oh, cool. That's rad, dude. That looks beautiful. Hey, like that. You know, have a great time.
Yes.
But then I just think of like the lesser percentage of D-bags and a-holes that'll make me feel odd about it. And I'm giving them too much power, Esty.
Right.
I shouldn't
Who are
care
those
about those people.
Darren?
Who cares about them? Fuck those people.
Who cares? Are you kidding me? Do you know what I would
it's,
give
it's
right
my own
now
neuroses.
To be on a yacht in the French Riviera?
I know, but I'm not going to like post about it. Like, I'm going to talk about it, but I won't like show pictures unless it has something to do with like, you know, I don't know.
Darren, that's your
somebody.
Journey. That's your prerogative. I will say this. Speaking of like fame changing people or money changing people, to me, it's not the money or the fame that changes you. It reveals you. Like, you were like, if you're a piece of shit, you've always been.
Yeah,
a piece
I've heard
of
that.
Shit.
That's a good expression. Yeah, that's true. I'd like to think that. I mean, you and I have a really interesting, a very not interesting. I would say a really special relationship with this world. With this world of this glamorous sort of fabulous life of people who hang out on yachts
yeah.
in the Mediterranean, which is we are the entertainment. We're the right. jesters. We're the court jesters. Which is a happy trade because they want music, like jester, a song, like give us a right. joke. And
totally,
I'm happy to provide that. And it's something that I can do, I'm good at, and I'm happy to bring joy to them. And it's a really mutually beneficial relationship because we, you know, I'm happy to hang on this. saying boat sounds funny because I'm looking at this crazy yacht. It's like a hotel on the middle of the water. But I'm, you know, it's like everybody benefits. And I don't want to give any too much information, but the gentleman who runs this thing is a lovely guy who, you know, made his money in a very earnest, incredible way. And it's a very giving humanitarian. And I'm here for an event. I'm not like, you know, I'm not being paid to hang on a yacht. I'm doing like right. a charity event, and I'm here, and it's
and
all good.
And you're staying with a friend.
And I'm staying with a friend. Exactly.
Friend.
This is a guy.
Right.
I was coming into town and someone said, hey, you know, so-and-so is going to be in town with his yacht. Do you want to stay on it? I'm like, of course. Of course. What?
Oh my God. No,
like,
I don't.
What a life experience.
Oh
yeah.
my God.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll stay in the hotel on land.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Like, there's experiences that you have to say yes to when you're in the industry that we're in. I mean, like being on a yacht during Con. I don't even know if I'm saying
it. I know. It's during
right.
the Cannes Festival. Exactly.
Cannes
yeah.
Con. Like, I feel
Can
like.
Cannes Con, Can-do. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, whatever it is. But yes, you say yes to that, Darren, and enjoy it and have fun. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
Well, you know, sometimes it's me, sometimes it's you. You know, we both get to go. When you were in London, I was like, ah, oh, what I wouldn't do to like go to the UK right now. And a lot of people right now listening are probably like, ugh, motherfucker is traveling. It's like, I've been feeling that way for a long time. And the fact that I got the opportunity to come out here, it was like, oh my God, please take me. And luckily, you know, things are a little better now than they were. And the nice thing about being out in on a yacht is that you're in the water, so it's like you're not in. Everybody on the boat is all waxed
and relaxed.
And relaxed.
I
yep.
think the
so
reason that
happening.
I've probably never been in. I've never, Darren. This is full disclosure. I've never been on a yacht.
That's okay. A lot of people haven't. This isn't like some prerequisite experience of life. This
it's
is like
not.
Bonus round if you manage to somehow fall into a rabbit hole that led you here.
But I want you to tell. I want you to tell that to said owner of the yacht. I want you to tell him. Esty
like,
Heim,
hey, I got this, buddy.
Please,
Esty Heim. She's they. I mean, look, they love a band. People love music. You know, like you guys would be a welcome addition.
I have an acoustic
to this vessel.
I have an acoustic yeah. guitar. I can sling it over my back and hop on a flight, get over to the French Riviera. I can say some things in French. My friend Gabby went to the American University in Paris, so I learned a little bit of French while she was there, and I visited her.
On y va,
you
allons-y.
Speak French, oh. though. You speak French.
Oh, ouais, un petit peu. Difficile
petit
de parler. Et plus facile de comprendre. Et, but yeah, for me, it is better to speak than to listen because I cannot understand if it moves too fast. It's hard for me.
Darren.
That's my
almost, it thing. Gets, like, the more I do this podcast with you, the more annoyed I am with how, like, talented you are and how cool you are and how many facets there are to you. Like, that, it's annoying to me. I want to be able to do that so badly.
We have, we're trading, you know?
Ugh.
Like, if we're just going to have a circle jerk here, there are plenty of moments where, you know, like you played bass with Prince.
I did.
Okay.
Well,
you know, it's like the scales even out.
Well, okay. Technically, I sang backup for Prince.
You sang back with Prince, which like who's counting at that point?
There was a bass on. So to really break it down, there was a bass. I had a bass on. But then when he took the stage, the rest of Third Eye Girl was also there. And I literally was like, I can't.
You yielded your time.
I was like, I am not yeah. playing this bass when Third Eye Girl is on stage.
If people
please
don't know what I'm referencing, this was the SNL 40th celebration, and Prince was still alive, and there was this sort of epic after party that made the rounds on the internet, and I saw my friends from the band Haim playing, well, singing, of course, like you just said.
Singing
the, uh-oh, let's go. Like,
yes. And the, oh.
Beside Prince.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, that was fucking amazing. So we all take our turns in the barrel.
But truly, at this juncture, and I don't know if our listeners can pick up on this, I'm ill. I'm not feeling well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's. I know. God, I'm really sticking it to you. I'm like on a boat in a beautiful day,
talk
and you're
about
like, it's like
brow,
6 in the morning
brow.
For you. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, there's like schmutz dripping out of my nose. I don't have a voice. I don't. So before anyone freaks out, I do not have COVID. I've taken.
You're normal sick. This
I'm
is what happens
sick.
When human beings are around each other. Yeah,
yes.
We're germy little bugs.
We're germy little bugs. I went to the market without a mask because in Los Angeles that is acceptable. And I think that's where I got sick, unfortunately.
That's what you get for going to the market. Okay?
That's what I get for trying to be healthy and eating my veggies.
Yep. No, you got to stick to fast food.
I know. I should have gone to In-N-Out that day.
COVID-free zones.
Should have gone to In-N-Out, stayed in the drive-through lane. I'm sitting here talking to Darren Criss while he's in the French Riviera. While Darren, like, can you see my nightstand? Those are tissues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I know that. I know that scene.
You know that journey?
And it's like, why am I keeping them there? It's like, am I keeping them there to, like, remind myself that I'm sick? Am I going to reuse some? You just don't want to throw them in the trash.
Yeah, I'm a lazy bitch. I'm just going to keep them there, and yeah. I clean them up at the end of the night in one fell swoop.
In one fell swoop. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know? And I have, like, I have a jug of Arrowhead. It's, like, right within reach. What else
yeah,
do I have?
Yeah, just got to rest up, man.
I had an entire bag of Goldfish. Oh, that's the other thing that sucks, is as a type 1 diabetic, when you're sick, taking care of your blood sugars is just impossible.
Oh, how does that work? What's the big obstacle? Can you not, like, I don't know, what happens to your blood sugar when you're sick? I don't know, what's different than what's going
body,
on regularly?
Your body is trying, is like, the way that it was explained to me is that your body is working on healing itself, right? It wants you to get better. So it's more difficult for the things that your body does, i.e. absorbing insulin, once it's in your body. It's harder for it to do its job.
Right. Well, it's harder to do everything. So if your body's already having a hard time, it's double hard time.
It's double hard to have insulin absorption. And I'm already slightly insulin resistant. Unfortunately.
Tell you what, I'm going to speak to the captain right now. We're going to turn this thing around. It should
and
only take
pick
us a
me
month
up.
To get you, pick you up from the Long
I'm
Beach.
Pick me up from Strong Beach.
I don't know where this would go.
I'll just stand on the Queen Mary, like waving
like,
my diabetic flag.
We'll find like a rope, some like a la like a pirate ship invasion. Like we'll just swing you on. Dude, I don't know if this isn't, again, like for our listeners, that if I haven't tried to make it clear enough, again, like these are the moments in life where I go, wow, this is so special. It's never lost on me. It is extraordinary. I'm just so extraordinarily like just humbled and excited and appreciative of these really wild moments. Again, you can't see what I'm looking at right now. It's beautiful blue water and all these just, it's like a beautiful city. It's just the whole thing is amazing. And the thing that blows my mind is how this is a normal ecosystem for people. Some people like do this. Oh, and so I was, this is a fun topic. So I was sort of picking the brains of the staff that work on this ship because
okay.
There is a staff. All right.
Yes.
So they have rooms for guests, right?
Yes.
There's like, I don't want to blow this guy's shit up, but you know, it's like, there's like I think 6 guest rooms, right?
Yep.
6. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
This is painting the scale of this thing. 6 guest rooms. And then there's something of, I want to say like 19 staff who all live on
wow.
the ship. So if you're doing the math on that, that's a lot of rooms. Like people live and work on this ship. And so I was like, okay, where are you guys from? What do you do? And they all have really interesting backgrounds. It's like the UN here. Some come from the UK, Australia, all parts of Europe. Everyone's from all over the world working on this thing. They're all like young folks having
okay.
come from a variety of places. One of the guys was like a chef and he wanted to travel. And so just like these vagabond travel people that have like nautical backgrounds.
Love it.
Or service industry backgrounds, but like want to work in sort of privatized units. And it's wild listening to their stories of how they got here because this is what they do all year round. And I said, like, I didn't even know this. They were like, you know, well, we do med season and we do, I think they said carob season. And I was like, wait a second.
Oh, carob.
As in like,
nice.
Like you do a Mediterranean season. He's like, yeah, it's summertime and spring and summer. And then typically for the winter, we go to the Caribbean. And they just do this. They just run. I mean, it's a hotel. It's a hotel on the water. And they are the,
totally.
They run and operate this hotel all year round. And I was just so fascinated by this whole thing of like, do you guys like each other? And they're like, I didn't know this. There's a reality show called Below Deck.
That's
like,
what
just
I was going
that.
To
You'll
mention.
Get a, okay. That's apparently that's what it is. I don't know this show, but now I want to watch it because
They're
all cool, sexy, young people. And I'm like, how are you guys all not like fucking each other, hanging out in the boat? But that must be like forbidden. There's gotta be a whole lot of drama on this. Like you have to live on this moving hotel that goes to all these fabulous places. And you have to meet all these weirdos that come on the boat every now and then, like me, and like make nice. And I just like, what a weird thing.
Can you imagine? But like, with all those things you said, you can only imagine how great the show is.
I know. It must be incredible.
Like, the drama. Well, like the one thing that I've learned. So there's a couple things that I've learned from Below Deck. First of all, the franchise. There's Below Deck. There's Below Deck Med. And there's Below Deck Sailing Yacht. There are three, count them, three
I
versions.
Didn't know this.
Darren. Okay.
So they say Med. So there is yes. That was the correct terminology that I was
below
learning.
Below Deck
okay.
Med.
Mediterranean.
Okay. So, full disclosure, I love Below Deck. And not only do I love it, my boyfriend loves it. And so it's the one show out of everything
so
on television.
It's co-signed.
Yes. Adam and I watch it together and he loves it. Part of the reason that we love it is because he's, you know, Adam's a sailor. Adam has his like sailing license. He like,
oh, well then he
very,
must really like it.
Oh,
yeah.
He just loves, I mean, he loves the parts of it where I'm like, I could care less. He loves like the docking, like loves to watch the docking of the boat. He loves to
right,
watch
the nautical
yeah.
things.
And like the crew tying knots. And then he'll be like, that's a bowline
knot. It's an ancient, amazing function of our civilization. It's like the bedrock of like empire expansion is like, if you know how to be seafaring, waterfaring,
yes.
like you have power.
Totally.
And like that is like the turning point for a lot of major civilizations is like, see that big fucking thing out there that's like swallowing everything where we get our food? What if we went into it, wield its power, and like travel around to places and do shit? Like that's magic. I mean, that was the ocean is the original outer space.
It really
like,
is.
Most people are like, no way, I'm not going in there. No way. That's crazy.
To quote Aladdin, it is a whole new world. I was thinking Ariel sings part of your world because
yeah,
technically
which is a fair crossover.
But also it
same writer,
but you know, our world is different from under the sea.
That is true. The seaweed is always greener than somebody else's lake.
I always thought it was so dirty.
The ocean?
No. I love the ocean. No, in that song in Under the Sea where Sebastian sings, "Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Take it from me." That's darling, you just being a naughty little kid.
"Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Dirty.
I mean,
sorry.
He's referring. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. As much as I appreciate this observation, in defense, the song is called Under the Sea.
Yes.
So he's using the preposition of under, as in below, and the sea as in the ocean. So down being somewhat relating to under, where it's wetter. He's referring to the sea and not genitals, as it seems you are projecting or did project when you were a kid. Or maybe it was a genius line. They said, leave it. Maybe somebody one day when they're in their 30s will find this funny.
I think the writers of the songs, what's his name? Alan something?
Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. Howard
yes.
Ashman being like my numero uno Whew. Hero if I could have dinner with anybody dead or alive.
Oh, yeah. Incredible songwriters. I do think there was a moment where they all, like, all of them, like, winked at each other when they were writing it. I think they knew.
Okay.
I think they knew what they were doing.
I don't want to deprive you of that. I think, you know what? Why not? Listen, if they meant it, great. If they didn't mean it, great. Because it's a great line. There's another Howard Ashman line that's like that.
I'm not trying to ruin your childhood.
No, you're not ruining. Trust me. There's plenty of shit from those movies that are, you know, famously kind of naughty and salacious. There's a line that I love from Beauty and the Beast, again, Alan Menken and Howard Ashman.
Yes.
That I always wondered was if it was like kind of a nod to something else.
Oh my God, lay it on me.
And this is the same as Down Where It's Wetter.
Okay.
Because sure, it could be. It could be. It could maybe it isn't. Who knows? When it's the kind of, I guess you would call the middle, it's like the bridge, middle eight, I guess, of middle eight in a pop song. The bridge of Be Our Guest. And
okay. When Lumiere
is sort of lamenting about life is so unnerving for a servant
who's not serving.
The soul to sort of beg upon. Here it is. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting. And he was like clearly Stupin Babette, the duster.
Yeah, the duster.
So it's like, he's like, 10 years we've been rusting. It's like, we need something more than like dusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta, like, I need my shit back. I need my junk back. I'm clearly a French Lothario.
I am
that loves
fully,
getting around.
I'm fully mind blown. I did not put that together. I didn't know where you were going with that. I think you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they were totally getting on. That's like a huge rule for even on cruise ships. Like, if you're a staff on a cruise ship, you're not allowed to socialize with guests. It's like a liability.
Right. Totally.
There's like some, like, if, because what happens is people on cruise ships, you know, they have a couple drinks and they really like the bartender and they're like, you're fun. Like, why don't you come out with us? Or like, why don't you come back to our room and like have a party? And it's like, bro, I can't, like, no, that's not a thing.
Can I tell you
thing?
I tangentially, as a kid, sort of lived that life. Do you know this about me?
What, like cruise ships?
Well, there's this thing called Club Med. Do you know about Club Med?
Yeah, Club Med. I heard of it. What is that? It's like a...
It's like an all-inclusive resort.
Okay. Go on.
So they're all over the world.
I'm wondering where this is going. How did this tie to don't screw
well,
the crew?
No. So basically, my parents, when I was a kid, had a band...
Right.
Called Boomerang, and it was all covers. Like, the idea was like, you know, these songs are coming back. We're Boomerang.
Throwbacks. Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I like that.
So it was my mom and my dad and then another couple. And this was in like the mid 90s.
Fun.
And my parents couldn't afford vacations for us. We, you know, the three kids, like, vacation is expensive. So my parents would do. And so, backtrack, the other couple in this band used to be, I don't know what you would call them, club medites, club medders. I don't know. It was kind of like working on a yacht where they would
club
just.
Club medites sound like the religious faction that like crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
When the medites persevered through the desert to make it to the next spa.
Yeah, exactly. And it's such a fun, I mean, like, instead of using money, you had beads, because everything is
right,
inclusive.
That makes sense.
It was very what you're thinking. And there was a movie about it with Sinbad.
It sounds cool.
Yes. So there was a movie about it.
Wait.
With Sinbad called Club Med.
Yeah. I guess now I associate it with like medical marijuana, you know, like med men and all these like. Like these like puns on medical cannabis, but anyway,
you're not wrong.
So, did they play ships? Did they play gigs with Club Med?
Well, that was the thing. So this couple, when they were in their late teens, early 20s, they would work at these Club Meds. So, when they started the band, they were like, guys, like, we'll just go play Club Meds, and you know. Our kids can come with us and they can stay there for free.
Are they on a boat or are they just like
no,
a resort?
No, Club Med is like a resort. So it's like,
oh, okay.
Turks
okay.
and
like,
Caicos.
Cool.
And, you know, we went to one in Tulum. We went in, no, not Tulum. We went to one in Ixtapa. We went to one in Colorado. There was like a skiing Club Med at one point.
Cool.
And then my parents would just stay there.
But because your parents would play there.
Yes. Yeah, so we would stay for free.
That's awesome. That everybody wins there. Good for your parents.
Everybody
That's
wins
cool.
there. But like, so that was like my version of I was like a Yachty's child. Because my parents were technically employees of Club Med.
They're doing what I'm doing now. It's like, this ain't my yacht. This ain't my, like, that's not their resort, but they get to be the jesters. Being, like, there's that famous quote from Bruce Lee, be water, my friend. Be water, my friend. That's a wonderful interview. That's a whole other tangent. But for me, I'm just like, be jester. Be the jester, my friend.
Be the jester?
It's a good, be the jester. If you can swing it, it's a great little niche, you know?
So wait, it's not under the guise of I shall be the jester. It's under the guise of like, if the moment is right, I will get, is there a piano on the boat?
No, I brought a little guitar. Oh, that's smarty. Just my little beach thing. Little tiny guy, take everywhere.
Wait, so what is the charity? So you're singing at a function.
I had a friend that asked me to play this event, and I was like, well, it's in France. It's very far away, and they were really gracious enough to fly me out here. And obviously, it was like a hard yes. I'm in the middle of all this stuff and all this work, which I'm going to put a pin in that because I wanted to say something else about all the work that we're doing, which is you and I have so many projects we're working on right now that we're sort of like embargoing talking about until they come out.
Totally.
Let's just say we're working on them and can't wait to talk about them on the podcast. But one of those projects for me is coming to a head. So I can't exactly just like pick up and go and leave and go to France. But because of the past year, everybody who I was working with was like, dude, you got to go. And I was like, thank you. Because obviously I would like to.
Okay.
So anyway, I got here and it's to play this event. And again, everything just kind of convalesced serendipitously where there was somebody else that was like, hey, this friend of mine is here. Do you want to stay on this boat? And I was like, absolutely. It was like, what an experience of a lifetime.
So nice.
I mean, like I've gotten to see a lot of crazy shit. And this is a level of reality that I guess I knew in the back of my mind existed, but it's just never one I considered or have ever truly seen or experienced. So like I used to say being on a show like Glee was like being given the Green Lantern ring, which is a really nerdy reference.
Nice.
But you're chosen, right? Like you're given this, you know, with another superhero reference, but like with great power comes great responsibility. So if you're like, if you're given the proverbial cape and cowl, like, okay, you're the person now, you know that you're just the dude, but you also have a responsibility to like show up for the persona of that superhero, because when you show up, people go, oh man, thank God, you know, wow, the superhero's here. Like you want to have an experience with what you perceive to be a superhero. So you have to kind of like step into that role. And for the longest time, I like kind of ran away from it because I didn't want to be that person. It wasn't like who I associated myself with being.
Yes.
But now in a way, I don't know how you feel about this, Esty. I feel like there's a part of myself that like feels like I'm insulting people's hopes of myself or a version of
like
myself.
Their expectations of you mean?
Like running away from it. And I think I've actually leaned into this role a little more in the past few years simply to like, I don't know, honor the cape and cowl that I've been given to kind of make it a more fun experience for the people looking, I don't know, watching the show.
Sure.
It's interesting to like reach that point when you have this. We kind of talked about this on that thing I do, but one of the things we do is like you have to kind of negotiate this relationship with who you are, who you know yourself to be, and who you think you know other people hoping you to be.
Yes.
do you know what I'm saying? Are you feeling me at all?
I do know, Darren, and this is the thing, is like at this point in our lives, like you're doing something going like rewinding, you are the, for as long as I've known you, I haven't known you to be any different. And when I see you around people that you may or may not know, I think of it as like, it's just you're just more of like the amplified version of yourself. And I feel like I'm the same way. And I feel like both of us, there's like a Tenacious D episode where Cage and Jack Black become more obsessed with their fan than their fan is with them. And I feel like we're also like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for reminding me of that episode.
That episode. Yeah. Lee.
I forgot about that.
Lee.
They get obsessed with Lee.
They get obsessed with
him. God, I haven't thought about that in years.
But I remember watching that and being like, oh, I mean, I can imagine doing the exact same thing as Cage. And this is like before we got signed or anything. I was like, that's probably going to be me. And it is.
Yeah, it is. You know, I take pictures and videos of absolutely everything, but I just don't post anything.
I know you do. But that's okay.
I make books of them and I have them at home and we collect them. I just don't put them on the internet. A, because there's too many that I don't know where I would start. And I would spend hours. I spend hours. If I have to post something, it takes me hours. It's why I don't post. It's not only because I'm a sentiment hoarder. It's because it would take me so long to decide the perfect caption,
right,
the perfect photo. And in the amount of time that I could be doing that, I could just be enjoying the thing I'm doing.
Totally.
So I never do it. Like, if I post half the shit that I do, man, I'm telling you, people would probably think I'm way cooler. Or it would be the extreme of my fear earlier, which is people would think I'm a huge douchebag. I don't know. It'd be one of the two. But yeah, man, some of the fucking wacky shit I get into. I got all the pictures. I got all the videos. It's just that I don't share it with the world.
And that's
okay.
With you sometimes. Well, yeah. I mean, you've shown
Thank
me some
you.
Crazy shit. And you've taken some crazy photos of us together as well.
I have. I've got them all.
Let's wrap this up. Darren.
Let's wrap this up. Well, that's the thing I do. I'm, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm negotiating my relationship with myself as perceived by the world via things like social media and doing the things that I get to do sometimes. But another thing I do is I don't post a whole lot because I'm spending way too much time just enjoying the thing.
And I think that's the best thing that you could do, Darren.
Thank you. And the thing that Essie does is get sick sometimes and pile tissues on her...
On my nightstand.
Table.
On my nightstand.
Yeah.
I'm this week is not my week, but that's okay. I'm alive.
Yeah. You know, we're going to switch places where it's not going to be my week and it's going to be yours. You know, this was a little mini microscope into a section of my life that I don't think I would have shared otherwise, honestly.
I'm
so
glad
you
did, because I'm honestly going
to
live vicariously through you this entire week. And
please,
those said photos that you've been taking and hoarding better be in my iMessage at some point.
Oh, yeah. I'll try and pick the best. It's hard for me to decide.
I mean, I'm not going to post them. You can literally send me 700 photos and videos and I will look through all of them.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
And pretend like I'm on the boat. I would really enjoy that.
At least we stayed on the boat with recording this podcast this week. Thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry we didn't have any guests. The guest was this insane situation.
And my cold.
I hope you guys can appreciate. And the cold. This episode was brought to you by the common cold and the uncommon experience of hanging out on a luxury yacht.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week. That Thing I Do is a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios.
If you like the show, which I know you do, please be sure to like us, follow us, and leave a glowing review.
Thank you for listening to our show. We'll see you next time.